sounds awash in Christmas recordings. Every soloist, every band, from the haughty Philharmonic to Slime Mold, has released a Christmas disc. But when I visited a local record outlet, I met several shoppers who were interested in picking up a holiday recording and wanted only one artist.
Mel Leitner. Absolutely, he is the greatest.
He makes me feel like he's someone I could know.
Or someone I could be.
Only Mel Leitner understands the way it is with us and his song.
You know, my Christmas music library is pretty much all Mel Leitner.
Yeah, mine too.
What is it about Mel Leitner that inspires this kind of devotion? I asked someone who should know, Mel Leitner himself.
Really, Brick, I have no idea. It's not often I draw blank, but, well, obviously I have something. What it is, I don't think anybody knows.
But if you talk to people in the record industry, they say they do know what's behind the appeal of Mel Leitner. Just ask people like Wanda Pfeiffer of Mel's label, Chutzpah Records.
Mel is every man and every woman. He's every singer, every amateur singer, every bad singer, every non-singer. He has a rough idea of the melody and a real loose grip on the words. Really, when you get right down to it, when you examine what's going on, there are only a few words he knows in each song, but people don't examine Mel's music. They just enjoy.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Doo-doo-doo, snow is glistening. Doo-doo-dee-dee-ba-ba-ba-ba-doo-boo, walking in the winter wonderland. La-la-la-la-doo-doo-doo-doo, snowman. La-la-dee-dee-dee-ba-ba-brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But hum-hum-a-doo-ba-doo-ba-dee.
I don't get it, though. If these are songs that people love, why aren't they annoyed that he can't seem to remember the words?
Because in his ignorance, he represents them. He legitimizes them. He makes it okay for people to be themselves. Their poor, pathetic, not even half good selves. He shows them that somebody with no talent who doesn't want to work very hard can still go a long way.
There are plenty of us in public life who demonstrate that.
Right, but Mel Leitner really brings it home.
And Mel Leitner has been bringing it home for over 20 years as a soloist and as the leader of a choir and various combinations of singers, including the Mel Leitner Quartet.
Looking at your nose.
Yeah.
A blank on the same words.
Odd, isn't it?
And now, today, after many, many, many performances, you must know these songs cold.
No, not really.
You have to be dropping in ooh-oohs and dum-diddle-dums in places where you really know what to say.
No, I can see why you think that, but no. I try to keep each performance fresh, so I don't study the words and really don't pay attention very much while I'm singing. The only song where I plan to la-la is in Deck the Halls. And Little Drummer Boy, one of my favorites.
Come, they told me, bar-ba-ba-boom-bum. I am a poor boy, bum-boom-ba-ba-boom-bum. I have a duty, bar-boom-ba-ba-boom-bum. I'll do my do-do-do-bum-ba-ba-boom-bum.
On my drum. Man, I love that. These songs are timeless. They're treasures. Like any great work of art, there is something about them that you can't put your finger on.
Still, how is it possible that you don't learn them? How can you stay so ignorant for so long?
That's a question without an answer. There's a popular song that goes like that. How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How high is the ocean? How deep is the sky? Hey!
I think that's how deep is the ocean, how high is the sky.
Whatever.
A problem for purists, perhaps. But for Mel Leitner's fans, it's music to their ears.
I know I can sing along with Mel. And sing only the words I know, and it's going to be okay, because I fit in.
He is so... I don't even know the word for it.
Yeah, neither do I. Neither does he.
Well, that's what's so great about it.
Uh-huh.
But isn't it just possible that the popularity of Mel Leitner is a symptom of society's larger problem of dumbing down?
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, let's face it, as a singer, the guy is incompetent. Isn't this a celebration of the inept?
Well, just because he's inept doesn't mean he shouldn't have fans.
We are definitely Melheads for the duration. He speaks to us, sometimes in words, sometimes just in syllables.
And we're listening.
Out in the field, I'm Rick Walters.
The big guy's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every zoo-da-dee is gonna to see if we know how to And so I'm la-la-la-la simple to kids from 1 to 92, yeah. La 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 dum dum dee. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
And Happy New Year.